Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
Welcome back. It's Greg Morgan with Talk to the Experts, and I've got an expert indeed, a senior investment advisor by the name of Scott Bjornson with Living Sky Financial. IA Private Wealth is it's definitely a combination you've put together here across Saskatchewan, offices in Saskatoon and Regina. First half of our show today, we talked just about your general philosophy and where to start when it comes to investing in your future, but what is the future like right now as you assess just the markets and the situation we're all living in here, Scott? What's your forecast?
Yeah, I think we've come out of a very interesting phase. And you know, obviously, you know, we've never had an event, you know, like the pandemic we've seen over the last 2 years. And it's very unique. You know, there was a lot of course, very, very high degree of concern and fear back in February and March of 2020. And, of course, you know, those who stuck with it, which, I mean, people were so good about sticking with it, realizing this was an unusual event, this was an event crisis, and things recovered so well, you know, over the last year and a half, and, you know, people are maybe a little more comfortable right now because the returns have been so strong, and I think that's, you know, probably one of the things that kind of I look at and go, you know, don't be so comfortable all the time, you know, just because we've had a good run, but you know, we've seen a little more volatility here in January, a little more normal. I just actually am going to release a blog this week sort of onto my website and out to my clients just talking about, you know, back to normal. And normal, you know, since really 2007, 2008 has been volatility. And I think as we look forward, you know, we've got so many questions right now. You know, everybody's looking at the inflation issues, the, you know, the supply chain issues. You know, we look at the Russia-Ukraine conflict and things that are going on, and, you know, of course, interest rates rising. And I said, funny thing is a lot of this, you know, we were kind of know about already. It's been happening. And so the markets have taken into the impact of this, I think, a lot of it, not all of it, because there's always emotional moves. I mean, this is what we see so often is that short-term emotional moves. And right now, you know, interest rates went down so significantly during the pandemic, and of course they have to go back up to where they were, and that will actually, you know, support, you know, should slow inflation. That's proper monetary policy. It's what has to happen. But interest rates aren't skyrocketing, you know, and I think that's what people get the fear behind is that, you know, all of a sudden we're going to have mortgage rates of 7-8% or 10% again. And I said, you know, that's not the issue. I mean, we're moving back to normal, and normal for us for the last 10 years has been in that 3-4% range for mortgages. Still means that our guaranteed type investments or fixed income investments are still going to produce relatively low returns. You know, and again, in inflation, long-term inflation can be negative to the markets, and we expect, you know, not maybe as much. I've been warning people and cautioning, saying, don't expect the type of growth we've seen over the last year and a half this year, but we still are in a long-term, you know, growth cycle, just more normal and more, I think, you know, a little slower. And I think that would be the cautionary tale, is that right now people might want to chase what they've seen already. And I said, you know, we're really looking for opportunities. If the market's correct a little bit, it's a good opportunity to buy. As we go forward, I mean, you know, stay the course. If your portfolio needs a little bit of rebalancing, rebalance it as such to make sure we're able to handle, you know, a little more volatility possibly. But definitely we've had such a strong movement upwards that I think people get a little overconfident right now.
Senior investment advisor with Living Sky Financial, Scott Bjornson, the guest today on Talk to the Experts. Interesting you talk about, Scott, getting back to normal. I'm curious just what you're seeing, too. With so many people, their normal now is actually working from home a lot. Does that change anyone's perspective? Are you seeing clients now thinking they can work a little more longer term because it's a little more comfortable and at home?
We've had some clients extend their retirement because they've actually been, you know, very comfortable working from home. They haven't, it hasn't been maybe as stressful or as much travel or things like that for the office. So some people have chosen to work longer. You know, I have a lot of clients who actually really enjoy working from home, and then I have others who really look forward to get back to the office. And I think everybody's unique. You know, everybody's different. And then that's the same way we have to treat every client we work with, is that, you know, it's not a cookie cutter solution. And I think it's going to be the same way as this starts to return to normal, is that you'll find more hybrid type work environments. I mean, in our work, unfortunately, because the type of direct work we do with clients and investments, we've been in the office through this, and we really have had no choice with that. But we've kind of enjoyed that, and we've been, you know, careful for our clients, and our clients have really enjoyed the fact that we've been available through this.
One thing I hear, Scott, about you is that when it comes to financial advisors, you seem to be pretty on top of most of the pension plans that are out there in Saskatchewan. Do you pride yourself on research and digging up new knowledge to better inform your clients?
I think it's a huge thing. In our business, if you're not continuously learning, you're going to go backwards. And I'm a bit of a knowledge junkie. I love to read. I'm bad for it, actually, because I probably read too much regarding my business instead of just for enjoyment. But that's an important part of it, is that, you know, understanding people's pension plans and being able to explain how they work, you know, what their options are at retirement, and really, you know, being able to explain that in terms they understand, because they'll go to a seminar and come away really confused a lot of times. And so you have to see how it fits into their situation, and you know, is this going to be sufficient? What do I need for more, you know, as far as more investment? And that's just, you know, I think just part of the process.
You ever have anyone walk in who feels like, I think it's too late, I'm, you know, up there in age? Is it ever too late? Can you still help someone who is listening, thinking, oh man, I've really blown it, I should have done this sooner?
You know, I think that's the worst thing people can think of, because I said, going, you know, if you're approaching retirement or even in retirement, I don't think it's too late at all. I think the biggest thing I see with working with people is they go, you know, I wish I'd met you sooner. I wish we'd come sooner. But I said, that's not, you know, the point. Let's work from today forward, and let's see if we can, you know, improve. Let's see if we can tweak your situation, whether it be from a tax perspective, an income perspective, what the client is desiring. And really, you know, I think a lot of times we see is people come into retirement and it's great, okay, we're retiring. But they haven't had anybody, you know, literally dissect their situation and say, here's, you know, how, when, and where we're going to draw your income from. And really, you know, put it in on paper and say, this is it. This is the template. This is what you're going to take home per month. And that takes a lot of pressure off people when they're retirement or retiring, or if they're going into retirement or already in retirement. And maybe they're feeling a financial crunch and don't realize that there is an ability to perhaps, you know, draw some from other sources.
And there's always a little embarrassment factor too when you're getting up there in your age and you haven't done a great financial plan. But you can help them get over that too fairly easy.
Well, yeah, they're not alone. I mean, you know, most people rarely you know spend the time to seek out this type of advice. And I think most people find it very rewarding. I mean, we have there's a great number of people in our industry that do, you know, tremendous jobs at this. And I think, you know, often people are just thinking, well, I don't have enough money to talk to somebody and things like, you know, they're like, well, my situation, you know, it doesn't really matter. They're not going to look at me. And I said, no, there's many, many people in our industry who are very, yeah, very good and professional in this. And I said, you know, and that's one of the things I do like about our business. And I said, you know, every business is going to have people that, you know, don't do that work. Well, and that's not the type of people maybe, you know, they should be working with.
Well, I tell you what, you should hit up livingskyfinancial.ca, follow a ton of links and a ton of opportunities, whether it be financial planning, estate planning, retirement, investment, tax solutions. It's all under one roof at livingskyfinancial.ca. I really enjoyed talking to you, Scott. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial. You've been listening to Talk to the Experts.